Blog Talk Radio.
The Smith Way Production Company present to some, introduce to others, our international radio personality, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Dr. Smith, make it do what it do.
Tonight on the Love Cafe. The call-in number to be a part of this show is 347-857-4192. And if you just want to share your thoughts and you just want to chat with me, press 1 and I will identify the last 4 digits of your cell and then ask you to give your name and location, then offer your expertise or your comments. The web link, if you want to check this show out, is www.blogtalkradio.com. /The Smith Way Production. We're also being broadcast by Facebook, and that's facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. We're being broadcast, and also on Instagram. On Instagram, that's Coach Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. 15. Check us out. It's all about having some fun tonight, and we're going to talk some love. You know, the Love Cafe is being broadcast every other Thursday at 6 o'clock. Just keep in mind, you might ask the question, why should I just ride back in my recliner, put on my head beats, my beats, however you want to call it, and check out the show? It's because, you know, this is the only cafe, the only Love Cafe that focuses on soothing your appetite. The real love talk show. And by having the opportunity to host it, I'm excited. You can hear it in my voice. God has blessed us to see another day. The Love Cafe, as we say, is the real love talk show. And we have three phases of the menu that we're going to focus on. First, we're going to focus on the appetizer and starter, which is your lust. We're going to look at a little lust here. We're going to move to the entree, which is, oh, come on, come on. It's the attraction. And then last but not least, always that dessert, something that's sweet, something that's nice that gets you attached to what's going on. So we're going to have an awesome time tonight. And tweet the show if you want to do that. You have that opportunity at Lorenza D. Smith 15. And also, if you want to go and check the show out later on, as an episode listed on the Blog Talk Radio, it'll be on Facebook, it'll be on Twitter, it'll be as well on LinkedIn, it'll also be on Google Plus. Tumblr, you can check it out there. We want you to be a part of it. I thank those people that's already joining me. We have Marvin Smith, Lala, thank you so much for joining. Tammy Stewart, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, give you a shout out. Also, Artavius Williams, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. So glad to have you on, my brother, as well as Yvette Smith, my youngest sister. And I thank you so much for being a part of this. Let's get started with what we got going on tonight. As you listen to that song, and we don't own the rights to it, you know, it's just one of those things. And the title of our show tonight is Why Do I Love You So Much? We're going to talk about why do I love you so much. Now think about our acronym, LOVE. The L is listening. You have to take this opportunity to listen to what's going on. That's what our L will focus on. Our O is overcoming any challenges you may have in a relationship. That's, I can say that I love you so much, I'm willing to overcome any challenge that we have. V is the value. The relationship is valuable. So I want to make sure I put my greatest effort into it so it can be successful. And the E stands for everything. I'm going to give you everything. And I love you so much, I'm going to give you everything. Also excitement. Also expectation. That's what we're talking about. Come on, check it out. That's what it's all about. That's what listening to what you have to say, overcoming whatever challenge or faults that you may have, I may have, valuing. Value us as equal. Just remember that. Make sure you look at encouraging me and making sure I do the best I can do in this relationship. So we're going to have an awesome night. Why do I love you so much? We're first going to look at the reason I love you. But before we can move to giving reason why I love you, first of all, I have to know what love is. What kind of love do we have? Do we have a true love? Do we have a real love? Or do we have a selfish love? Or we have an ego love? Love is a state of the mind. It is not a feeling. I share that on each show I talk with you. I tell you, it's not a feeling. So don't get caught up and say it is a feeling. So I love you so much because that's how I feel. No, I love you so much because it's a state of mind for me. It's from my heart. It's from my soul. And that's what we're talking about, love. And that's what it's all about when we're talking about love. Do you love me? Love is a gift because I love you. Love is a gift. Can't nobody take that gift away from you. I'm talking about how I feel. If I say I love you so much. That's a gift I'm giving to you. The only way you can cause it not to grow, magnify, is that you don't reciprocate it back to me. If you don't do that, then you have a problem. So let's look at some reasons why I love you so much. And I want you to think about in your relationship, the reason why I love you so much, or the reason why I love you, the bottom line, that gift I'm giving to you. I just stated it comes from my heart. I just stated it coming from my soul. No, all the other type of love besides real love and true love, for example, selfish love, yes, I say it comes from how I feel, so it's selfish. I'm thinking about myself. I'm thinking about how it can benefit me. I'm not really thinking about how I feel about you or what's inside of me. Love is internal. That's what love is. Is that you? Because I know it's me. I love you from within. And I have no problem sharing that with you because you are the one I say I love so much. And that's our title. Why do I love you so much? And let's look at some reasons. First of all, I'll say I love you so much because when we look at love, love in a relationship is all about excitement. You notice when I was talking about the acronym for love, and the E was for everything. The E is for excitement. The E is for expectation. So in essence, in a relationship, I'm excited because I'm feeling that fuzzy, bubbly feeling inside to the point that it's wild. It's crazy. This relationship is wild because I love you. And love is beginning to be a part of. Now, you can, yeah, we are. We're going to talk about too soon. But right now, we're talking about you being able to identify the love that you have within you and whether you can articulate that to someone else. Can you do that? Are you just telling your significant other, your spouse, even a friend, just telling them because you're being selfish and egotistic that you say, I love you, and don't really mean it? Because it's not coming from the heart. It is not coming from the soul. So it's all about being excited. It's all about being in a relationship where I love you, and it's wild, it's crazy. And, man, I don't know why I feel this way. You know, we talk about the several things that relate to traits of a relationship, traits of how I feel about you and how I can make that grow. One of the things is, one of the true traits of it is that self-love. You got to love yourself. It's hard to love someone else when you don't love yourself. You have to be able to look in the mirror. So as we move down our reason, we have to kind of relate that in how love makes me feel because it's from the heart, it's from the soul, and it makes me warm and fuzzy inside when you're around me. You know, when you find true love, you'll know really it brings those happy moments in your life. That's what true love is all about. True love is all about sacrifice. Real love and true love is all about sacrifice. I love you so much, I'm willing to sacrifice. It could be financially. It could be mentally. It could be emotionally. It could be spiritually. It's because I love you so. Hard work. If you're not ready to be committed, if you're not ready to work hard, then you're going to have a problem. It's one of the things about it, because you can't just be selfish and say that's true love. They don't work together. They work opposite from each other. And it's easy to identify. You would say, okay, one of the reasons that I love you and why I love you so much, I can be by myself but still be with you. I can be by myself but still with you. Just talk to yourself. So, you know, people say, why, man, I stay alone. You answer yourself. You're doing pretty good. But just say, really, really, let me think about it. Can I be by myself but still believe I'm with that person that I love? I ask myself that. Let me say it again. I can be by myself when I'm with you. I'm still with you. That's when I know I love you so much. I love you so much. Second thing is every time I look at you, oh, you know about that. Every time I look at you, my heart misses a beat. That's the reason why I love you so much. The next thing, love is what you mean to me. That's what love is. Because I'm pouring out my internal part to you. And I say, really, really, you mean the world to me. And, you know, and I'll do anything. I'll sacrifice. I'll give you hard words. Just remember those things I shared with you as a committed. I'm being committed to you. I'm trustworthy. I respect you. That's what love is all about. That's why I love you so much. And the next one is very important. I like your small gestures. You know, in a relationship, if you don't have small gestures, if you're always trying to do it big, like some folks, I do it big. You know, people on various social media flashing money, and they walk up, even walk in a place before COVID-19, when you could walk in these clubs and folk got big wads of money. And here I am, and I'm just simply saying, you know, I got this. That don't mean nothing. You know, small gestures speak volumes. Small gestures speak volumes. So keep that in mind. Texting in the middle of the day. How's your day going? I miss you. Little simple thing. Little simple. Very small thing. Good morning. When you get home, how was your day? You had a tough day? People say, you know, the affectionate things just come through words, but also through touch. Come in, let me hug you. Small gestures. You get there, you're tired, have a seat. You know, today I'm going to cook dinner. If you want to, I'm going to cook dinner with you. Small gestures. You sit on the couch and I'm going to rub your feet. Oh, come on now. I'm going to rub your feet. I want you to be a part of this show. The call-in number, and you can chat with me, that's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line, and you can share your thoughts. But I would ask for your location and your name if you choose to leave your name. But I want to have your location, then also the opportunity for you to share your expertise. But I'm going to identify you for sure, the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. So if you want to comment on Facebook, type in a comment. I'll make sure I read your comment. That your Van Smith said good afternoon. Good afternoon. You type your comment in. I'm going to make sure I share your comment with our listening audience and those individuals who's watching as well. All right, the next thing that we want to talk about in regards to a reason why I love you. The fact that you are without a doubt my true soulmate. You remember when I say true love and real love is a state of mind. True love and real love is from the heart and the soul. I know without a doubt you're my soulmate. It's true. That's why I love you so much. We could change that around and say, true love is the reason I love you. I understand what true love truly, truly is. The next one is the fact that you are the first and only person I ever loved and the first person who ever truly loved me. You know that vice versa? You remember when we talked about, we had a show recently, you might not have been a part of it, but we talked about the gift of love. I just shared that. The gift of love in the beginning of the show, talking about, you know, gift. It's a gift. If I say I love you, that's a gift. It's coming from my heart. It's coming from my soul. It only can be a benefit to both of us if you reciprocate that back to me, just like that was said. It's whenever you truly love me. It can't be a one side. I can't just love you so much and you don't love me at all. In a relationship, it can't be just one person showing all the affection, the one person telling you love. I mean, you can't say it. You know, one of the things that I've heard this before, people, you know, especially when the fellas out and they're having a good time, you know, doing whatever they're doing, they have a good time, and their significant other, their wives, spouses, whoever it may be, call them, the person, and they tell them when they get off the phone, I love you. And the person said, me too. Is that reciprocating it back to that person? You're reciprocating me too. So if you're doing that, please correct that. Because it's, as a reason, it has to be where I love you and you love me as well. Truly love me as well. True love. The next one is, the amazing way you always seem to be able to read my mind. You ever been in a relationship with a person you feel like can read your mind? That's why I love you so much. You can read my mind. I attribute that to one of the traits of a healthy relationship, a lasting relationship, a lasting true love, is that connection. You have to have a connection. And we have to make sure that we keep that in mind. There's a connection. And that connection allows you to have some type of inner feeling with that person. You know, you ever run across somebody, you meet them for the first time, and you keep, it's something that's turning in that mind of yours saying, I met that person before. I know that person, but you never met them. But fortunate enough, our internal being that's created by God has that connection already set up because it's from your soul. And then you say, that's my soulmate. And whatever I say, it's like you're finishing my words. You know, we can read each other's mind. And truly is not we're reading each other's mind. It's just that there's a connection there. And it allows me to love you a lot. It could never be too much. Love is not a such thing you can put a gauge on. If you love somebody, you truly love that person. But if you have a selfish love for that person, when you only think about yourself because you have had such bad experience relationships and you had things hadn't worked out and you had a problem and you brought some of them same bad skills over to that new relationship, then you're going to have a problem feeling that, having a real connection. You're going to be focused on what can you get out of it. We talked about on a couple of our shows back about people playing love is a game for some people. And they keep scores. I want you to keep that in mind. They keep scores now. When they do something, if they go out and they buy you something, they're writing it down. You remember when I bought you this? You remember when you called me and said you needed this? You remember when I took you to dinner? We got a problem there. I want you to be a part of the show, and I want you to give us a shout, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to give your name and location. And I'm appreciating everybody that's joining us now on Facebook. I see several people joining us. Thank you so much. And once you press 1 and I identify your last four digits of your cell or telephone number, as I stated, and I'm going to say giving your expertise. But just let's have the location because that allows me to continue to build my database in regards to where the callers are calling from, where the listeners are listening, where the watchers are watching from. That's what we want to make sure. Another, and we're going to move to 10 reasons why I should say I love you. But it might be too soon. It sucks. But one of the other reasons we'll say why I love you so much is if you're around somebody and they bring the best out of you, oh, you got something going on now. Because love is a what? A state of mind. Love is internal. It's from the heart. It's from the soul. So they're going to allow the best to come out of you. And if their feelings are the same way as it's reciprocated back to you, the best will come out of them. Can't hold back. You can't gauge. Because if you gauge, you're not giving the 110% that's required. You're gauging like, I'm going to give a little bit now. Last relationship, I ended everything at work. When I did that, that person hurt me. Yes, vulnerability. Love is all about vulnerability. When I say I love you so much, it's allowed me to be vulnerable. And if you're feeling the same way I'm feeling, I promise you, you would not make that effort to hurt me because you don't want to be hurt yourself. Because your internal and your soul within, and your heart will be in it too. And you don't want to be hurt. But if you're going to be egotistic, or are you going to be selfish? Then we already know where you are. You don't understand true love or real love. All right, let's kind of move forth with our next topic. And our next topic is we're going to ask this question. Why do you love me? You have to ask your mate, your significant other, your spouse, why do you love me? That person has to be able to respond. I ask that question, and it has to be a clear indication, or it must be clearly indicated that the person you love wants you to sweep them off their feet. That's what, when you truly allow yourself to be vulnerable, that person has to sweep you off your feet. That way, truly, truly, that way, you can truly love that person and feel it's a state of mind. And I'm gonna keep preaching the state of mind, because that's what love is. True love and real love is a state of mind. It's not a feeling. I feel like I love you. I feel like I love you. You don't love them because you already have a problem with that. You didn't say I love you. You say I feel like I love you. And we have to keep that in mind when we're dealing with people. I love you because you're genuine. That's so important. If you find somebody that's not genuine and they keep saying that I love you, they fall out of that category of those traits of having a healthy, long-lasting relationship involving me loving you and you loving me. First of all, you somehow have a problem with self-love. And second, you have a problem with honesty. You're not being honest with me. So be honest with that person. Be truthful with that person. Communicate all of these things to that person. It may be verbal and nonverbal, but make sure you do this, because if you don't be genuine in the relationship will not truly, truly work. If you're comfortable with it not being where I love you so much, you just want to be loved, then people can give that to you. But why waste your valuable time with somebody don't believe love is a state of mind, don't believe they can give from their heart and their soul, don't believe that, you know, I'm going to keep these walls up. They believe they got to keep walls up. They truly, truly will not be able to relax and enjoy you. You remember, love is listening, the acronym. Love is overcoming whatever situation, no matter what fault that person may have or whatever may happen. The V is how valuable is this relationship? How valuable are you to me? And the E is excitement. It's everything. It's expectations. That's what love is all about. You can take those acronyms and the L, the O, the V, and E, and use it for wherever you want that fits you. But if it's not putting you in a positive, genuine sense, you are losing at that battle. You're going to be going from place to place, person to person, and you never can be happy until you become vulnerable and ready to just relax and put your guard down. That's what you have to make sure you do. You can't be afraid of it. You can't be afraid of failure, especially in this relationship game. When you're loving somebody, you're going to be able sometime, you're going to open up and you think that person is willing to give their heart and their soul, and all of a sudden, they just turn completely around. But you don't take it as your loss. It's their loss. That's what we have to keep in mind. I love you because you give me some meaningful, flattering words. You said something, oh, girl, you're looking good today. Wow, you look nice. You know, one of the biggest challenges in a relationship, in a marriage, and people don't realize when you don't flatter your wife, your significant other, your spouse, or whoever it may be, is that they get up in the morning time. You know, women get up very early going to work looking all, get out looking all gorgeous and pretty. And instead of you saying, sweetie, you look nice today, you don't say nothing, but somebody out in the street going to say something. Somebody out in the street going to say something, and she's going to hear that, whereas since you was not able to do it, so that person now and said some flattering to her. She's excited. It is meaningful to her, even to him. You have to remember that now. I think too many times we forget that. You have to say positive things to that person that you love, the person that you say you love. Then you can answer that question, why do I love you so much? Because you're looking good. Everybody likes to receive compliments. You know, well, I'm going to go get a hair fix. She comes, she wants you to say, oh, that looked good. That looked nice. And some people say, well, you shouldn't say it if you don't believe it. Well, when you're loving somebody, flattery is good. It ain't bad. So we have to keep that in mind when we're talking about why do I love me? Remember I said, why do I love me? I love me because all of the things I know I'm capable of doing to make you happy. I'm ready to open up my heart and my soul because of my state of mind is I love myself enough to love you. All you have to do is be willing to reciprocate love back to me. If you don't understand what it is, if you can identify what type of love that you possess, what's in your possession, is it true love, real love? True love requires loving yourself. True love requires honesty. True love requires trust. True love requires communication. True love requires connection. True love requires commitment. And I ain't talking about just saying I'm going to do it. Be real about what you say. Don't say what you're going to do and don't do it. Do what you say. Real commitment. That's love. I know I do that. I know, so I love me because I can do it for myself. I know I can do it for you without a question. Ain't afraid. You can't be afraid of being happy. We're in some challenging times now. We got COVID-19. Some people say, man, I ain't staying in the house, isolation, quarantine, you know, man, I can't do it. But you know what? I love me some me. If it ain't essential that I don't have to go out, I don't go out. I'm telling y'all now. That's what we're dealing with right now. So why do I love some me? I love some me. And you feel the same way. So if you know you love yourself, self-love, you can love somebody else. If you say, well, I haven't found real love yet, assess yourself. I do it every day. I assess myself every day, and I want to make sure I can see how I can be a better person. I want to see each day I want to know how I can get better. I have to do it. Where did I miss out? Was I not able to give flattering, meaningful, flattering words to my mate? That's said I love her. I say I want to be with her. Why can't I say something? Check yourself. Buy some flowers. Bring in little small things. You don't have to go out there and spend $1,000, $2,000, and $3,000. Those small gestures. We talked about reasons why I love you so much. Just a small thing. You can't be afraid of it. Because if small things will make you happy, small things will make them happy. Not because of the amount of it, it's because it's coming from you. It's coming from you. Because you know I love you. I'm giving you that gift. You gave me that gift back. So the small things mean so much. So much. The call in number 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I will identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to give your location. And if your name, you feel like you want to say this is my name, fine. And then I'll ask you to quickly share your comments and your thoughts and your expertise. That's what we're talking about. In the title again, Why Do I Love You So Much? Let's look at 10 reasons why saying I love you too soon sucks. Some of y'all have some. Now, people on Facebook, type it in. I also have people on Instagram. Type it in what you think it is. What is one reason, think about it, why saying I love you too soon sucks? I don't want you to take a second to think about it, but I'm going to run off you 10 of those reasons. They say if you truly love someone or waiting to say I love you for the first time, keep these reasons in mind. There's 10 of them, and I'm going to share them with you. Number one, the guessing game is over. Have you been in a relationship? Do you love me or love me not? Do you love me or love me not? Do you love me not or he love me? Do you love me not or he love me? Do you love me or love me not? She love me, she love me not. She loved me, that's a guessing game. That means it's too soon. And you have to take your time. I had a conversation with a person the other day, and they was talking about making sure when you meet somebody and you want to spend some time with them, if you want to develop and give them that gift of love, make sure it's long enough for at least 4 seasons. Some people say 8 seasons. And you say, why? You know, you have to get to know somebody through the spring, the winter, the summer, and the fall. In the order of fall, winter, summer, means spring, summer. You want to make sure you know them through 4 seasons. That way you don't have to guess at it. Are you an obsessive lover? Are you an obsessive lover? Obsessive lover. You just, man, she going to do this, man. She going to love me, man. She going to do all these things right here, man. You so obsessive with her, of you obsessed with her that you become controlling. And you become scary. And you continue to do it, you become abusive. Be very careful about that. It's too soon. Develop a relationship. Some people meet somebody on Facebook and want to get married to them in less than 30 days. You don't even know that person. 4 seasons. It's too soon. Better check them out. And when you check them out, you check them out by going through that process of the tears of a relationship. There are tears when you're dealing with a relationship. And that first tear is when I meet you, you are my associate. You're just my associate. You told me your name. We met in a workshop. We've met somewhere, and I just know your name. Now, the next step is if I wanted to get to know you more, know more about you, then I move to the next step. You become my acquaintance. Then I will, let me, you know, you know, here's my number. You give me your number, your email, my email. If you have a you know, a Facebook, you know, and I, you know, those kind of things is the next step. You can't do the social, you can do it in a daytime, but get to know somebody, be as an acquaintance, takes time. You can't be afraid of that. If you are, that's too soon, and you begin, that sucks. You're going too soon. Slow it down a little bit. Slow it down just a little bit. You also know it's too soon when that person will not reciprocate what you share with them. Like I said, if I say I love you, it's a gift I'm giving to you, then pretty much, to be realistic, if you feel the same way because it's coming from your heart and it's a state of mind, just remember, love, true love is a state of mind that's going to work from your internal part, your heart and your soul. So if I'm not able to give you that gift, it's too soon. Might not be the right person. Some people fall in the first two categories, associate, acquaintance. I'm not saying you telling somebody you love them in the first two categories, the two tiers, as I mentioned, associate and acquaintance, but you also have the friendship stage. You're developing a relationship. It's going to take the AC. So, I mean, take those four seasons to do it. So if they're not willing to work for those first two or those first three friendship, when they get to the third one, you shouldn't go from associate to romantic. I'm not saying that you're going through all four. If you go through four of them, you're going to take some time. They're going to be able to know whether they're not in this relationship too soon, because from the associate to the acquaintance to the friendship to the romantic stage, you got something going on. In the process, that love is become a state of mind, is coming from the heart, and it's a gift you're willing to give. And if those four stages develop, you know you're not too soon, but there's a fifth one. It's the stage of determining whether that person is going to be your life partner. Sometimes we're into situations and making people who we think is going to be their your life partner by whatever the circumstances occur, and they're not the right person. People and some people in your life just for a season. Accept the reality. They're in your life for a season. And I want everybody to kind of understand that. Some people are in there for four seasons. Some people are only there for one season. And you don't need to tell them you love them and they're only there for one season. I don't care what they, you skipped the tears and went straight to the romantic, the intimacy. You went to it and it was the greatest thing that you ever encounter. Okay, fine, but you still ain't spent the time where that person is in a position now to reciprocate back to you the true love that you're looking for. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure we're able to get you on live and you can share your thoughts. The next one we want to look at is, it's too soon because it's a big misunderstanding. You're not communicating. You know how people say, I met this person, it was cool and everything, but now I'm not connecting with them. You misunderstood it from the beginning. You thought it was something that it really wasn't. You're unwilling to go to the tears of a relationship, thinking you go from meeting them to the romantic part, the intimate part, the intimacy. You forgot about finding out who that person is, whether you really want to be around that person. So it becomes a big misunderstanding that you must clear up. You have to remove from that misunderstanding and just minimize it the best you can. It's not, you know, you, if it's not working, you know it's not true love, you know it's not going to be that, and you know, too, you know, I can't tell you that too early when I really don't, I may feel that, but I'm not feeling comfortable enough to get into that kind of relationship, and because as we communicate, you misunderstood what I was talking to you and sharing with you, because you were not willing and able to handle what I was presenting to you, so you was unable to give me the gift back. So it's time for me to make a decision that I must dismiss you or you dismiss me. Just like from a job, you get fired. And you can move on to someone who may be better off for you, because that person won't be. Make sure everybody have a clear understanding. The next one is, how well do you know each other? That's what I'm talking about. The tears. How well do you know each other? I can tell you that, you know, I'm excited about saying I love you, and it's too soon. I don't even know you. Do the tears. Do those tears that I share. You can put any name you want, or you can go with the associate. You got to make sure you get them. Meet that person, get their name, and you don't have to go no further if you choose not to. If you step to acquaintance, you want to know more information, friendship, you move to the next step, romantic, you move, then the life partner is number five, as I share with you. First of all, you know you can't tell somebody I love you when you're insecure. That's too soon, because you're insecure. Now, you may read in certain phases about love, and we talk about vulnerability. It has nothing to do with insecurity now. Vulnerability means I'm allowing myself to put my guard down, open my heart to you, and allow you to get in my internal space. But I can't be, if I'm insecure, I'm not letting you come that way because I'm fearing that I might get hurt. If you're feeling insecure, don't get in a relationship. If you have trust issues, and I always say this, be very careful. You always say, I don't trust her. I don't trust my girl. She goes, she got to call me. My dude got to call me. Everybody call me. It ain't them. They not insecure. You insecure. You got the trust problem, because you know what? You can't trust yourself. And I want everybody to keep that in mind. When we're talking about those traits, and we talk, if you can't trust yourself to go somewhere and not fall into all kind of trouble with other people, then don't try to put it on the other person. It's not their problem. It's your problem. You can't trust yourself, so you don't trust them. They get dressed to go to work. You won't tell them they look good and they smell good. And who you going to see today? Maybe it's one of them days she feel good enough about herself to get up and go to work and look good. You've heard that many a times. People have said that and heard them say that. I listen to a lot of these talk shows and these shows, and it's truly, people will sit up and say, well, she got up and went to work, was looking all good and smelling nice. Who she going to see? She did it for you. But you know what? You ain't ready for it. Come on now. It's too soon for you. You said I do, but you really didn't want to. We're going to put that together. You said I do, but I didn't want to. So I'm going to find everything that's on the negative side instead of the positive. That's a true. You got to be able to appreciate her getting up, getting dressed, looking nice, getting our hair fixed, taking care of herself. And you have to. And do you want somebody that doesn't try to make those efforts? Do you want to love and fall in love with somebody like that, that will not take care of themselves, not want to look nice? Come on. keep it real now. Same way for the female gender. You ought to want a gentleman that want to look nice. That makes you look nice. That's the attitude when love is a state of the mind. It's true love. You have a state of, and it's from the heart and the soul. And I'm telling you. The next one is one I'm going to throw you for a loop, and I want y'all to think about it. You stuck in love. Ask yourself, are you in a relationship or trying to get in a relationship and you stuck in love? It's basically, you can attribute it to a lot of things. One of the things, when you're stuck in love, you're stuck in what you think love should be, not what love is. Love is a what? A state of mind. So if you stuck in, this is the way it should be. My friend relationship like this, so my relationship should be like. Love should be like this. Love start at the most important part of your life in the beginning, in the young part. Some of us have some challenging life, but somewhere when you start to experience love, this truly you can see, because it's coming from that person's heart and mind, and most of us know as a parent, as a mother, that love starts with your child, and they understand love. When they see love, that's what they practice. But if you do not take an opportunity, let's keep it real, to expose those young people to what real love is and true love is, I can guarantee you they'll search and be searching for love. And they'll end up getting stuck and not able to recognize it. Another reason, and guys, do not continue to do this. Young ladies, don't continue to do this. Pressuring somebody to make sure they love you. That become harassment. Pressuring somebody to make sure they love you. Pressuring somebody to say, I love you. You need to tell me you love me. You need to tell me you love me. Love is what? State of mind. And it comes from the heart. They may not be vulnerable enough to tell you. Their vulnerability might not be at that point. They can tell you that they love you. Don't pressure them. Don't push them. Don't force them. Don't harass them. That's not going to be love. It's going to be a little bit of hate. And you're violating a person's right, constitutional right, if you continue to do that. You got to back off. Because love is not a feeling. If you operate with it, you got to tell me you love me. That's a feeling you expect to have when they tell you that. Love is a state of mind. And it's from the heart and the soul. And I'm going to go to these places because that's how important it is that we understand that. Love, you know, it's too soon to be in a relationship when you are asking somebody to prove they love. Come on now, talk to me, somebody. 347-857-4192. Press 1, I identify your last 4 digits of your cell, a telephone number. Then I'll let you offer your comments, your questions, your expertise. And then if you have an opportunity, you'll give me your location. You can't pressure nobody to love you. You can't be put in a position where you got to prove your love. You got to prove your love. Love, again, it's a state of mind, and it's from the heart. You'll know. It's something about the heart. Something about the soul. When it's internal, love is coming from within out. The person that ready to accept that will know that. Everybody you meet ain't ready to accept that. Some people is afraid of it. Just a little thing, the gestures. When I say I love you, I'm not going to just say it. I'm going to act on it. I'm going to show you. Don't have the walls up anymore. I'm not afraid anymore. Title of my book is, you know, Don't Be Scared to Love. My last book, I published in the end of December. Got it out in the first of January. And Don't Be Scared to Love. And it talks about that. You can get you a copy. It's still available. Just go to my email. That's LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Cost of the book is $20. And $10 of that cost will go toward a scholarship for graduating seniors who are interested in going into cosmetology, and it's the Edna R. Smith Scholarship. Purchase that book. Got a few more copies left. You know, when I'm purchased, go to my email. You can talk with me on Facebook. Message me, say I want to get a book, $20. We have I have a PayPal account as well as a Cash App account. You can purchase a book. And we're going to talk about not being afraid of love, not being scared of love. Don't be scared of love, because love is beautiful. So we're going to move forward. When we're still talking about telling somebody I love you too soon, where it sucks, you got to watch that person respond when you tell them I love you. Watch their response to your love. Watch their response to your love. But to keep that in mind, we want to talk a little bit more about things like when is the best time to say I love you. I just feel like when it becomes a state of the mind, that's how I'm going to answer that when I share that. When it becomes a state of mind and you know it's going to be coming from your heart, all your actions are going to be coming from your heart and from your soul, it's time to say that. But when you tell them, you're giving them as a gift. It's a gift to say I love you because that's how I feel from within. It's a gift. I see the author Phoenix Q. Brown and make several statements, and I do appreciate it on here. She said love is an action, not just words. If I say I love you because I'm ready to act on it, or I've been acting on it even up to that point, but maybe you haven't been able to recognize it because you're one in that same position. But when you're in that position, now you're ready to reciprocate it back to me. That's what it is. And that's what it's all about. So the best time is once it becomes a state of mind for you, and it's going to come from your internal, not your external. I don't care how beautiful her body or how nice-looking guy he is, muscle or whatever, that ain't no love. That's a feeling. Love isn't a feeling. Love is a state of mind. You got to do more so my state of mind can recognize what's going on. That's what it's all about. The last thing we're going to quickly talk about is when should you play the waiting game? You got several opportunities you can play the waiting game. You need to want to go through the dating process. But should you wait when the dating part is boring? Should you wait when you wonder whether or not this relationship gonna go anywhere? If you're at that point, you might need to realize this might be just a season. I say it's gonna take at least 4+ seasons to really know where you are in a relationship, because you have to go through those tiers. So you should play the waiting game. If you have been in relationships where you have loved somebody and they have hurt you and you're not ready to love at this point, wait a while. Don't be afraid to say I'm not ready for it. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign that you want to take the best opportunity so you really, truly, truly can love. Because when we get hurt by someone, we really try our best to get over those person, but just jumping into another relationship is not getting over that person. Some people come out of divorce. I got a witness here, myself. Someone, and it become intriguing, that person become intriguing, but you should take some time to kind of get your life in order. Assess your life. Assess you. Assess not so much as what happened in a relationship, but assess how you put yourself in a position and to love, how you can put yourself in a position. I'm not for the one spending a whole lot of time on what happened, because you can't change what happened, but I can guarantee you, you can be proactive and move forward. Focus on how I can do better. Focus on understanding what true love is to me. This person hurt me pretty bad, and now I want to love. But as we pray to God, say, God, this is what you ask for in that mate you're looking for, and become a desire, and God will send you a desire. And last but not least, we're going to kind of run through quickly reasons to love someone. I'm going to give you some reasons. Love that person because that person is honest, have the same interests as you have. They have a personality that causes you to kind of understand them, and they kind of understand you. They're intelligent. But it's important. Kindness. They respectful. They respect you. They have a sense of confidence. So this one is kind of one is, but you can look at a reason for loving someone. Sweetness. They're nice. They're sweet. Their personality is just good to be around. They have a good sense of humor. Good looking. They look good. Look to you. What looks good to you may not look good to somebody else. You have to keep that in mind. They put you in a comfort level. This is reason why you should love someone. And last but not least, I said that was the last thing, but I have one more thing on here I want to discuss. We're right at 7:03, and we're about to shut it down. What to say when asked, why do you love me? I want y'all to think about that, because our next show is going to focus on that. It's going to focus on what to say when asked, when you ask me, why do you love me? One would be, and I'm going to just run a few of them down, because you have so much fun with them. You have a lot of fun with them. They make you laugh. They make you smile. You're talking to them, you're giggling and laughing. And you might have been in the worst state until you meet this person and that connection is there, and they say things that makes you laugh, and then your family members are like, wow, she's laughing again. She seemed to be moving toward happiness. And that particular one, because they make you laugh. You like having fun with them, and then they make you laugh. Because both of y'all are compatible. Always keep that in mind when you're talking about reasons why and tears or healthy traits. You have to be compatible. They're easy. They're so easy to talk to. They listen. Love is all about listening and not holding anything against them. The acronym, LOVE, L is listening, O is overcoming faults, overcoming challenges. The V is valuable. How valuable is that person to you in that relationship? What value you put on yourself? E is excitement. It's entertaining. That's making you laugh. It's funny. You know, expectations, things you desire to do. If they are talking to you, you're willing to listen to them. And whatever they're saying, you're like, wow, that's cool what they're talking about. they get your attention. They capture your attention. Is a reason why you should ask yourself, why do you love me? You ask that person. You can see these things. You know, you can kind of see that. This is when you ask. Because, you know, you're compatible. And they make you laugh. They're funny. You know, they like to do fun things. You know, they listen to you. They try to understand you. You want somebody to be able to understand you. That's what we're talking about. I want to thank each and every one of you all for joining us on the show tonight. And why do I love you so much? Take all of those things. Use them to best fit you. We have several people I want to make sure I give shout-outs to. And if you give, I'm going to step away because I have a couple of them on my stream. I'm doing something a little different. I have like a 32-inch television, and I have my phone projecting Facebook. So there's an opportunity where I can open up a room. So I'm going to create a room on my next show, and you can dial in through the link, and you can be a part of the show, be seen up on the stream. The Big and I can put as many people as possible on this stream, so I'm excited about taking this new venture with the Smith Way Production Company. We got many other things that we're heading toward. For those individuals joining, I want to give you the shout-out. I see Phoenix Q Brown. And what I'm going to have to do, because I'm using a tripod with my phone so I can make sure I get it, I'm going to have to kind of step away. I want to give everybody a shout-out. We got Phoenix Q Brown. She had a lot of positive thoughts there. You know, I don't know if you should pressure anybody to love you or want to be in love with you. And you shouldn't pressure. She also offered an opportunity as an invitation to be Phoenix Q Brown. That's Sarah Turner. Thank you. She's an author that's been on this, one of our shows, the Dr. Lowe Show, and she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, Phoenix, for being a part of it. Carys Patterson, I want to give him a shout-out. Thank you. He was one of my former students down in Lowndes County. Artavius Williams, another member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Also, he was one of my players that I coached and taught back in junior high school, and he's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Shanita Arrington Mitchell, thank you so much for joining us, a friend of the family. And I'm going to step away so I can stroll down and see these individuals. I want to give y'all all a shout. We also have Beverly Beasley. Thank you, Beverly, so much for joining us. It's been so nice to have you. This is first time. And Karen Arrington, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you, Karen, for joining us. And I do appreciate when you open the door to have a Facebook friend and be a part. You're doing some awesome things up there in Maryland. And keep on doing those positive things with our young people. And just stroll down and make sure next time we have the Queen Ministress Lewis. That's our host of our Thursday 8 o'clock show, which is the Ministress Shannon Show. And she talk about just plain old life issues. That's what she talked. And her co-host is Elder Kendall McKnight. Thank you so much for joining us. We have my niece, Tiffany Davis. Thank you, Tiffany, for joining us. Tip, thank you so much. You're quite supportive. And my sister, Yvette Smith. We need to stroll down some more. And we have Tanya Harris. Thank you, Tanya, so much for joining us. It's good to have you. You may have been on before. This is my first time seeing you all. Thank you so much for joining us as well. We just got a few more I want to stroll down, and we'll make sure we get it. And also, I mentioned these individuals earlier. We had Tammy Stewart, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you, Tammy, for joining us. I want all of y'all to take an opportunity and go to my Facebook page and direct me about purchasing my book, Don't Be Scared to Love. It costs $20. Get the book. And it's a good read. It's a short read. It's age friendly. And we'll put it that way. And $10 of the $20 go toward the Edna R. Smith Scholarship for needy students who are going to be attending a community college and look for a certification or a associate degree in the area of cosmetology. We also have, again, Marvin Smith. Lala, thank you so much for joining us. It's been awesome tonight, but we're going to have to call it quits now. We went way over about 10 minutes. Sometimes we do that, but it's been good talking with you. any way I can help you, you can go to Facebook as you are and share some thoughts on direct message with me. Sarah, I want to make sure that Sarah Turner down Phoenix Q Brown, I will have no problem getting with that individual so we can have a combo show, have a show and we'll talk relationship. Thank you for, sharing that with me, and we will communicate on that. So we look forward to doing it. Also, Sarah Phoenix have a Phoenix, I'm going to say Phoenix Q Brown, but as Sarah Turner, and as an author, that's her name, Phoenix Q Brown. She had an awesome book. Check her out. It's been posted on my Facebook page. Purchase her book as well, and that book is $20 as well. Also, I just want you to make sure you take care of yourself this weekend. The day is Thursday, Friday Eve. It's going to be a long, warm weekend. Just make sure you practice techniques and measures dealing with COVID-19. Use a mask. Use your glove. Only go out and get essential things. No matter if it's opening up, don't just be out just to be out. We are trying to knock this thing off at the curve and knock it down, not just have it bottom out and just stay there. I was so surprised in Montgomery, Alabama, the state of Alabama, you had 1,000 cases of COVID-19 in 48 hours. And it's going to be more, and I'm not speaking something negative, but due to the weekend down and on the beach and Gulf Shores and in Orange Beach, a lot of people was not practicing safe distance. They weren't practicing, the safety measures. They weren't 6 feet. They weren't wearing masks. And we look to have more cases. And Montgomery is being identified, Alabama is one of the hot spots right now. So let's take care of yourself on Facebook because, my hashtag is stay home and stay alive. Second hashtag is keep on grinding. Third hashtag is communicate for understanding. And last but not least, I want us to just keep in mind that it's so important that we tell the people that we love, that we truly love them. It is not too many times to say, as Phoenix Q Brown said, love is an action. Love is telling them you love them and give them that gift. Have an awesome weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday with the Dr. Lowe Show. And we look to have an awesome time on Tuesday at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And as I close it out, I'm going to give you something, and I don't own the rights to this song. It's all about you got that love. You got that love, and that's what we talked about. Why do I love you so much? And as I say at the end of all of my shows, I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. So have an awesome night and an awesome weekend, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
I'm coming home early, 'cause girl, my body's yearning for what you did last night. So when you did it, ooh, it didn't make no sense. Girl, you know, but you sure got a funny spin, 'cause you got that. Damn, it's too good. I don't deserve it kind of love. Girl, I'm falling in sick to work kind of love. The sweaty, funky, dope kind of love.
Tuesday night.